The Toddcast Podcast on toddhancock.ca.
Right on. Well, thank you, Brendan, for taking the time here to join us. Obviously, you're now part of Vancouver sports, professional sports in the city. You just signed with the Vancouver Whitecaps only a few months back now. I guess that was back in March. How are you settling into the club?
I'm settling pretty well, I'd say. The city's great, and especially this time of year, it's really nice and enjoyable.
Yeah, no doubt.
The guys have been great to me, and you know, the transition was very easy, which is was a pleasant surprise for me, so I love it here so far.
Right, and there's options for your contract till 2022. Have you been to Vancouver much before coming over?
No, so I was here once before on an Alaskan cruise. Our starting point was here. So we were here for 2 days
right
in the summer of 2016. It was nice, but I would have never thought to be back here, to be honest.
Right, and you're living in Vancouver now, though, right? Are you not? Or are you, what are you doing on the off-season?
Yeah.
Like, you're living, you're full-time here now, right?
Correct. I'll go home in the off season, but as long as I'm here playing for the Whitecaps, I'll have a place here.
Nice, nice. So, could you see yourself sticking around then, and maybe exercising that the option?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great, great city, right?
Yeah, it's gonna come down to what Greg, our GM, and Mark think. But as long as they want me, I definitely love to be here.
Nice. Yeah. Well, this is your year, man. You're to shine, right, and show them what's up. Yeah, what
exactly?
What's your first soccer memory?
Oh, I guess my first. I used to always watch my brother play when we were younger, so he's the one that kind of got me into the game. To be honest, I wasn't very good.
No way, really?
When I was younger, I'm not good at all.
Wow.
I was one that would sit on the field and pick the flowers.
Right.
Try to find the worms in the ground.
Sure. Think about that ice cream after the game, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I was waiting for the Oreos and the orange slices in line at the end of the game.
What was the TSN turning point for you then? When did you start to get better?
Probably 10 or 11.
Okay.
Moved to Charlotte with my family and kind of got on this team, and you do the whole travel thing, and then you get on a team, you go to tournaments, and you start to realize that you start to win tournaments, and you start to think, maybe you're kind of decent at this game, and then you just evolve. You don't really think about it. You just follow the path that's set for you. You go to high school, play academy, go to college, and then even in college, at the beginning, I never thought that I would probably play MLS, and then
a couple years
down the line, you start...
So there was never a point where you were like, hey, maybe I can go all the way with this.
Yeah, I mean that probably came my junior year.
Wow.
Where I played a bit my freshman year, played every game my sophomore year, junior, senior year.
Yeah.
And halfway through the junior year, started to get you get these recognitions that I got towards the end, the all conference stuff. I never would have thought I'd be on it. I just thought I had an okay year, and then
wow.
Your head coach starts to tell you, hey, you should probably try and pursue it. And so I follow the steps necessary because I figure I want to play as long as I can.
Right.
And they just led me here.
And I'm looking through your bio and you're like, Brendan, holy sports family. Like your dad, is he still the VP for player personnel for the Arizona Cardinals? Because that's pretty cool.
He is.
That's rad, dude. How's your football game then?
Being in a football fan, I feel like I know so much. My brother's actually with the Baltimore Ravens as well as a scout. So him and my dad have always sort of crunched video together when we'd be on visiting my dad's house, and they'd always be watching film on football, and I'd try to sit there. But I don't have the passion that they do for it. I love the game. And, of course, just being, the son of my father, I know a lot about that kind of football.
You're just around it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Your Uncle Sean is the former GM for the Phoenix Suns. Like, what?
Uncle Sean is the broadcaster for ESPN.
Oh, okay, so it's the other Ryan's
GM.
All right,
so,
So where were you when you were watching the Raptors take the championship then?
Oh, where was I? I guess I was here. So the U23 team was actually in South Korea last week, so a couple of us younger guys on the first team guys who weren't getting as many minutes went to get games over there, and so we actually watched a couple of the games there.
Wow. That must be fun, hey?
Yeah, but
guys.
Exactly. It was cool to see it win. The country's kind of blowing up and
oh yeah,
and following them, which I think is pretty cool.
It is very cool. Yeah. So and so it's your Uncle Sean then, the sportscaster for ESPN. Is that something Correct. That you might consider after a pro career, is getting into that broadcasting side, or?
Oh, I don't know. To be honest, I mean, who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Hopefully, I think I have a passion for sports, so maybe I'll follow that. And I got my degree in international business, so maybe I'll follow that.
Oh, nice.
It's just, yeah, I just don't know right now. It's just all soccer for me.
Of course, yeah, yeah. And I heard recently that you went over to Korea, playing in big crowds over there. What's that trip like?
Yeah, that was a great trip. So they have a really nice program here. It's called the Development Squad, where you have your younger guys who are on the first team, you give them a chance to play some games when you're not seeing time right now. So
yep.
We went over there with some of the academy kids and played in front of 25,000 people, which was a surreal experience.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, dude, that's a lot of people. Yeah. And tell us about going over to Germany to train during high school. Is that kind of like a billet sort of scenario, or what was going on for that?
Yeah, that was sort of, I don't know, I had a sort of a talent, I guess, talent agency or someone who ran the program saw me at one of my academy games in Miami and said, you'd be the perfect fit for this program. So I kind of looked into it, didn't think anything much of it. And then a couple months later, they said, yeah, we got a host family, like, let's do this. And
wow.
A month later, I was off to Germany for 7 months.
That had to be, I had a buddy that went to, like, grade 11, went over to Malaysia. It was one of those like student exchanges. We brought somebody over from Malaysia as well. Like that has to be a highlight into what you're doing today. Like that is crazy. So much fun.
Some of the best 6-7 months of my life. I was a 6-year-old kid and
totally
had the opportunity to mature in a different country, learn the culture, and also learn the language as well. So it's nice to speak with some of the guys on the team. Lucas Venuto played over there, and so we speak in German. And it's nice just to keep up with it. So learned a lot of valuable lessons over there.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Brendan, you had to know that this question was coming. Who do you think is at the top of the pile for MLS?
Top of the pile right now, teams?
Well, sure. Let's go both. I was thinking player, but teams. Let's go teams first, player next.
Well, obviously, you got the LAFC right now sort of taking the league by storm. They have a lot of points, big goal differential, and really good team, obviously. We actually thought we had one of our better games versus them, helped them scoreless and got a win versus them. So, you know, you're going to have those teams at the top, and then there's a lot of teams like us who maybe sort of struggled at the start and just starting to find their way and feeling really good. But, yeah, the teams like LAFC, I think right now, is probably the best team in the league.
Right. And who's
everyone's chasing?
Who's the best player? Like, who are the guys you're like, oh, man, they're so good, it's dumb.
Carlos Vela right now on LAFC is exactly what you said. He's just dumb.
Yeah, it makes like, so
scoring. He has a goal and assist every game.
are you guys talking and going like, all right, let's double team this prick? He's not getting something on us tonight.
It was like our game plan was just make him uncomfortable. It's like you focus so much on just pissing him off. Right. Hopefully.
Yeah.
The rest of the team doesn't step up.
Throwing him off his game, and you're hoping basically the rest of his team doesn't do anything.
Yeah, that's 100% our game plan.
Yeah. You've been here long enough now to know this. Which team members wouldn't you want to play against?
Would I not want to play against?
Yeah.
Loss. Bangor, number one, by far.
Yeah. So good, right?
His speed, his technique on the ball, his ability to dribble in tight spaces, I mean, the stuff he does in training is a complete joke.
Yeah.
Every time I get one-on-one with him in training, I'm just terrified for my life. So
he's schooling you or what? That's
awesome. He put me on my butt one time.
Yeah. Just learning so much from guys like that, though, right?
Yeah, that's how you get better. You play versus the best.
Of course.
And he has La Liga experience in playing in Spain, so he's one of the players that, you know, you try to pick his mind and try to go up against him as much as you can.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Brendan, I'd like to get outside of soccer and what you're known for and get to know you a little bit more here.
Sure.
Which TV shows are you binging lately?
Oh, that's a great question. My number one TV show is probably Billions on Showtime.
Yes, great show.
I guess it's Crave here in Canada.
I'm not sure what it is. I think it might be HBO, actually. Billions, right?
Yeah, could be.
Great show.
Yeah. that's my number one right now. And then Suits on Netflix, yep. It's a great one to binge on.
Suits, another good one. Did you get into the whole Game of Thrones, and were you thrown off by the ending, the finale?
Some of the guys on the team kind of got mad at me because I never watched it, and I tried to pick it up, and then I watched a 20-minute video on YouTube. Sort of summarized the, every like, season.
Right, 1-6, I saw that, yeah. I mean, and that's an interesting way to get into the final season, though, right? Like, if you don't want to sit through full seasons, like, give me a break.
I watched the final season and felt like I knew everything. I just didn't have to sit through all those episodes before it.
Right. Do you believe that aliens have visited Earth?
No, I don't.
No, not at all, eh? I think they may have come and visited. Maybe they might even live among us. You know, that's what I'm. That's my.
Maybe
might be. Yeah. How about your first concert? What was the first concert that you saw?
My first concert was Jonas Brothers Demi Lovato with my family.
Wow,
Joe Bros.
Yeah, that had to be a good show.
Yeah, we actually had unbelievable seats, and me and my brother just weren't having it. Trying to be these kids that just acting like we didn't want to be there. And it was incredible.
Right, blowing your mind, and you're just trying to scowl the whole time.
Yeah, we were just sitting down the whole time.
All right, arms crossed and shit. If you could have one superpower, which power would you want to have?
One superpower. Teleporting?
Yes. That's the one. I mean, is there a better... That's the one I always say.
It can't be. That's got
to
be the one.
It has to be the one, dude. It has to be. It's so incredible. Yeah. A lot of people, of course, always going flying and shit like that, breathing underwater. And no, it's like, no, dude, teleporting.
But you
have to be able to teleport.
I need to get from a different city to another.
Right, with whatever you can carry, though. So suddenly you're like, you're teleporting buddies and shit and whatever. Dude, that would be amazing. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, I agree.
What's your take on legalized marijuana? Of course, just came to Canada here in last year, October.
Yeah, I mean, being a business major, I think it's a great sort of business avenue to get into. If you're interested, obviously, with MLS drug policy, we can't go and renew that. But I've never been against it. I'm not willing to say I'm for it, but I think it's a great opportunity for sort of people that want to get into the business side. Also, it has a lot of good health benefits for the CBD oil and whatnot for people with anxiety and whatnot. So I think that's really beneficial, and hopefully someday the league can maybe find ways to make it see fit that it's healthy for the players. Cause I think it's a better, alternative than painkillers, I think.
Right. You know, there's a lot of fighters like UFC fighters and Bellator fighters and stuff. You know, they'll use the CBD oils to recover after getting the crap kicked out of them. And way faster too, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think, did you read something the other day as well that it was like Washington State, since legalizing in 2014, have brought in like $1 billion surplus or something like that? $1 billion in 5 years.
Yeah. The tax revenues that you can see from it, it's a clear winner for me.
Absolutely. But, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brendan, thank you so much for doing this with us. We have two more questions.
Yeah.
And then we'll wrap it up here. Have you ever had a near death experience?
Near death experience. When I was in sixth grade, I got hit in the face with a golf club. Ooh. I came in Chris O'Grady.
What?
We were playing mini golf, and he swung and he whiffed on the ball and he smacked me in the face. And I had this massive bruise, and I guess it was an inch away from the temple, and it could have been fatal to me, the temple, they're saying. I was like, oh my gosh.
So how messed up did you get from that? Like, just crazy shiner and you look like a raccoon probably.
The right side of my face was black and blue, and then it turned into this gross green.
Wow.
And I was 2 days before the beginning of sixth grade or grade six. So not the start I wanted.
Not really. Yeah. Wow.
No.
Yeah. And I think I know this, but I'll ask it anyway. What's your career highlight thus far?
Oh, my career highlight thus far in terms of soccer, my life, or my MLS career?
Yeah, yeah, your soccer life.
Oh, it's got to be getting drafted.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
I mean, that or being signed, I guess, signing is such a big deal, but you're with the team for 6 weeks and you have a pretty successful preseason. And so when you do finally sign, it's either going to be a good day or a bad day, but when you're getting drafted, just waiting there and finally hearing your name, it's a surreal feeling, and it's something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Yeah, totally. And like, what's that like? Because you went in the second round, I think I remember reading. Were you expected to go in the first, or like where were you for that? Like,
I don't know. I mean, a lot of the mock draft stuff is not, you don't know what you can trust. But I wasn't a big name by any means. I think I helped myself at the combine the week before, both in my performances along with my interviews. So I felt pretty good about, I didn't know maybe the first round, I felt pretty good about the second round, and if I was going to fall to Vancouver, I had a pretty good sort of hope that I was going to go there, so luckily that it did, and it worked out.
Yeah.
The best it could have.
Yeah, dude, I'm looking forward to, I'm hoping that you'll stick around, and I was watching some videos and stuff, and I just love the your attitude, man, and the way that you approach the game, and hopefully it's a long and storied career here in Vancouver. We're all rooting for you.
Yeah, hopefully. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. You online, Instagram and Twitter, are at BTM2234. Is that
correct?
Right? Okay. Thanks again for doing this.
I
got to
change that, huh?
I was just going to say, maybe you might want to change that.
I don't look into that. Hearing it back, it's not the best.
Right. It's probably BTM2234, but yeah. Thank you, man, for doing this today, and I guess, Brendan, we'll see you online.
Subscribe on iTunes at ToddCast Podcast.